Today is Thursday, August 29th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National According to Hoyle Day. I have not according to Hoyle. Hoyle was born in 1672. At the age of 69, he began teaching a card game called Whist to wealthy high society members in London. Whist is a game that is played by two teams of two players and requires logical skills along with skills in mathematics. The card game was especially popular in the 18th and 19th centuries. Many people in the United States and all over the world still play Whist. Along with playing and teaching the game, Hoyle wrote a manuscript on the subject. He sold the manuscript to his card-playing students. He later published his manuscript under a title, A Short Treatise on the Game of Whist. The rules of the card game were regarded as authoritative until 1864, when new rules were established. These new rules were eventually adopted in card-playing clubs in London and private social clubs in the United States. Along with Whist, not Whilst, it's W-H-I-S-T, Hoyle wrote about the laws and strategies of hundreds of games, including chess and backgammon. He died on August 29th, 1769, at the age of 97. I wonder. Yeah, Whist is a card game. And in fact, it looks like there's on bicyclecards.com, which is a brand of playing cards, they have the rules for this game. You use a standard 52 card pack, and it looks like it's similar to bridge. My parents like to play pinochle, and my grandparents like to play pinochle, and it looks like it's similar to bridge or pinochle or heart, one of those type of games. The rank of cards: ace, king, queen, jack, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Ace is low when you're drawing for partners. The dealer gives each player one card at a time, face down, beginning with the player on the left, until they come to the last card. The last card is the trump card. The dealer places the last card of the pack face up on the table, and every card of its suit becomes a trump. When it's the dealer's turn to play the first trick, they pick up the trump card and it becomes part of the dealer's hand. The object of the game is that each of the partnership tries to score points by taking any trick in excess of 6. The partnership with the most points at the end of the game wins. It's about taking tricks, but I'm not going to. This doesn't go into much detail, but it says related games: spades, hearts, euchre, presidents. I would say pinochle is similar. And is there a Hoyle card company? Hoyle Cards. Hoyle. Yeah, I think there are Hoyle Kids cards. So I think Hoyle is also a company that sells, Hoyle playing cards. Huh. I wonder if it's any relation to this Hoyle dude. I'm not sure. Anyway, I digress. But why not? Because we have time. As we know, I don't have content. So we did finish planning Greece. And I'm just looking to see if we have any contact, but we don't have any text messages. And we also don't have any voicemails. So I guess there's no new information about Missy Witt.
Oh my God.
Sorry. I'm very yawny this afternoon. So we don't have any contact, but I know I was talking about Greece. I'm going to open up our schedule and let you know what we're doing in Greece. So on Tuesday of our trip, which is October 8th, we're going to do a bourbon gallery and pizza tasting. It's not bourbon as in the alcohol. It's the name of the gallery. It's some architectural like tunnel system in Naples. And there's a pizza restaurant there that they're doing a pizza tasting at. We've been to Naples before, so this is just something that looked interesting to us. The next day, we're doing a Treasures of Sicily tour. So, and Mark did not put the links to the various tours in the spreadsheet. How dare he? And I don't know if we did that on Viator or on Royal Caribbean. I'm just looking here to see what we did. It didn't remember my password. Let's see if that will log me in so I can plan my vacation. Also, I haven't decided. We did not, as I told you guys before on our last quit, on our last cruise, we did not win the bid to upgrade our cabin. And I was thinking, oh, maybe I should upgrade the cabin and for Greece because we're doing an interior room in Greece. But I haven't decided because that will cost us extra money. But again, we didn't spend the extra money for Norway to upgrade our room because we lost the bid. I bid, but I didn't. Oh, let's see. Does it list my excursions? I don't even know. It does not. Oh, yeah, here it is. Let's see. Does it tell me about it? Discover the medieval Sicilian towns of Aris and Segesta, where you encounter history, art, and beauty at every turn. You'll enjoy a relaxing drive through some of Sicily's varying landscape. As you near Aris, or it's E-R-I-C-E, Arice, I'm not really sure, ascend through pine woods with fine views of Trapani and Egadi Islands. Stroll through the medieval town of Arice with its cyclopean walls and more than 60 churches. See Mother Church and other hidden treasures of this little village both with your guide and on your own. Proceed to Segesta and admire the mountains, undulating country, hillsides, and vineyards along the way. Upon arrival at the archaeological site of Segesta, enjoy a delicious lunch at a nearby local restaurant. Then set out into the ancient town with ruins of square towers and a gate from the old fortifications. See the miraculously intact Temple of Segesta, a hexa-style... oh my god, these words. A hexa-style Pyropteros standing solemn with a deserted landscape that emphasizes its grand... Who wrote this? it's a lot of walking. It's 3 hours of walking on uneven ground. Don't go on this if you have walking difficulties. There's a three-course meal with wine and coffee. Alcohol may be available. Please drink responsibly. So there you go. And then the next day is a sea day, and then we have the island of Santorini. And I can't remember whether I did Santorini through Royal or what. I did. No, I didn't. Santorini must be Viator. Let's take a look here and see. Hi, my name is Ray. So for Santorini, and I do love a tour, and I do also love a tour guide because I like to have someone who can actually tell me about the place I'm visiting. I find when I don't, I just walk around aimlessly and learn absolutely nothing. And so it's interesting. Santorini, what do I have entered for Santorini? Yeah, we're doing Island of Santorini and Oia Village tour, but I don't show that in Viator. Island of Santorini. I'm looking here. And I don't see it in either. Oh, yeah, I do. It is. I did it through Royal Caribbean. So this one highlights, meander along winding cobblestone paths perched high above the volcanic caldera, peeking at art galleries and artisan shops. Drink in Santorini's world-famous wines with a tasting of three varietals accompanied by locally produced cheese, olives, and tomatoes. And in Fira, enjoy free time to explore this buzzing cityscape, shop, dine on Greek cuisine, or snap selfies with the caldera. Embrace the glorious island charms of Santorini on an adventure that brings you from the idyllic village of Oia to a local winery for tastings, plus time to explore Fira's hilltop cityscape with your guide. Admire breathtaking views of the ancient volcanic caldera while driving around postcard-perfect Santorini Bay to the quaint hamlet of Oia. Perched high above the sea, this whitewashed Cyclades enclave is full of narrow pathways that wind around a maze of art galleries, cafes, and artisan shops. Next, you'll travel to a local bodega where Santorini wine is aged. Blah, 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 blah. So there you go. And then the next day, I'm just going back here, we're going to do is Ephesus. We're going to do a highlights of Ephesus tour. And for highlights of Ephesus, that one is, I'm just going back here. That one, oh, it didn't take me back to the calendar. The highlights of Ephesus is experience all the ancient history, religious relics, and Turkish flavors of Ephesus. It's a 5.5-hour guided tour. We see the House of the Virgin Mary. We have a walking tour, reveals the ancient Greek city's centuries-old theaters, fountains, steam baths, and impressive library. And then in Kousadasi, which is the town that Ephesus is near, that's where the port is, indulge in a buffet meal of Turkish delicacies and presentation on the art of Turkish carpets. So that'll be fun. And then we're also doing, separately, a traditional hammam Turkish bath and spa. We've booked a spa appointment, and I'm going to get a naked massage in a Turkish bath. Because why not? You know? The next day is Mykonos. We're doing a food tour and in the morning, and then we're doing a shore excursion in the afternoon, which just takes us all around Mykonos. I won't read any more descriptions. I don't want to bore you guys. And then in Athens, the first day we're in Athens, we're going to Cape Sunion and Temple of Poseidon at sunset. And the second day, we're going to do an Acropolis, Parthenon, and Acropolis Museum guided tour. And then we fly home. So yeah, we've booked most of it. It's there's other stuff included, but I won't bore you guys anymore. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun trip. We're going to see a lot of, I really like ancient ruins. I'm all into that stuff. I love to read fantasy books, and it just makes me think of all that stuff you see in like Lord of the Rings, you know? I don't know why, but anyway, I enjoy it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.